So, Leon, can you tell me about this old brickyard?
A fair amount. The Brickyard Monument was put here as a token effort to what was the original Walmart store in Cedar City. It was a negotiated arrangement between Walmart and the city to get property and at the same time to vacate some historical properties. At the time of about 1959, there was nothing between this point and Canaraville. Across the street where the Wells Fargo is presently was a motel called the Cedar Crest, and adjacent to it was a little mobile station. All of the area between this monument, directly towards Cedar Mountain, was completely covered with clay. Today, even at this moment, if you walk out there in the field, you can pick up pieces of very good, it was not a ceramic brick, but it was a very hard, compacted baked brick. And so that was what provided all of the brick and the masonry for the university, for most of the town, and also for the surrounding area. It really started when they had the iron mission about 1852, and the blast furnace was located down on First East, about 200 north. But they also had to have bricks for the background, for the kiln, for the furnace, for everything else. And so they gravitated to this location, which, by the way, is not associated with the monument. The brickyard was actually centered about 400 yards due east of the monument and covered about 4 to 5 acres by my recollection. Like I said, they supplied all of the brick. If you wanted to see brick from the yard, all you have to do is walk out and see the old main building at the university. It was constructed completely of brick from here. The A building was used a different brick from a different location. But I believe the B building, or what was called the science building, the music building, I think it was also constructed. The big benefit is that this was a really good, solid brick. It was used by everyone. There was a housing development just to the north of this point. It was called the Thorley Fretwell Housing Division. And it went up as far as 400 South. And once they acquired the property, they started using the bricks from this place all throughout the town. So I guess if you're looking at a predominant or a prominent point, this location of this brickyard should be at every bit as famous or as historic as the Iron Mission where the foundry was.